at WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. As the little man says when we roll in on AM 1570, these are our Wise conversations. We have a good time around here with our friends from Wise, and over the course of our now 2-year relationship, we get to know some new friends. You know, I'm going to get to Brunswick on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour in August. And I guess I'm dropping a big bombshell here, Christina, that I'm actually deciding to do a beer a day every day. I'm going to do a beer and a crab cake every day in August as I take myself west and south and east and all these great places around the street. Christina Pelletier joins us here from Wise Markets. And look, it's spring. I think I'm up 5 pounds. I don't think I'm up any more than 5, somewhere teetering in there. But I'm always trying to make sure that I bring on folks to keep me in line, dietitians and nutritionists and good folks. And Wise Markets provides Christina here to make sure that I'm stepping on a scale and checking myself out. But actually, we're here to talk about kids today, right, Christina?
We are.
Well, I'm a big kid. You know that about me, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, feeding kids in, like, and I think about all the ish my mother fed me when I was a kid, thinking about what was good for me, what was bad for me, what was a good start for the day, where I need to be. I've watched a lot of food TV, especially during the plague. I think we've talked about this. And kids as like celebrity chefs and stuff like that. And then stuff kids like and stuff that kids don't like and what they'll eat. So for everyone out there who's a parent, and that means you, Bill Cole, and that means you, all the people I have that are soccer dads, soccer moms, running around, lacrosse parents, baseball, this time of the year, you're here to try to help me help them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a big topic, trying to get kids in the kitchen, kids more involved in, you know, food, let them be involved in choosing meals. They might be more likely to eat it if they get a say in, you know, what they're eating. Or even at the grocery store, if you're buying produce or whatever item it may be, let them pick out that produce item, that apple that they want, and get, let them really get excited about it, you know?
Well, that was me with my parents. My parents, I went to the grocery store every week with my dad. I went, and I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm just being really honest. This is the 1970s. I went for the cards, the football cards, the baseball cards, the basketball cards. But I did like those little wax things where you bit the top off and drank the fruit juice out of it, and the little beads on the paper. Nothing good. It was a candy aisle. You know what I mean? But I did not get introduced to produce and stuff till later on in life. But, you know, when it comes to fruits and stuff like that and kids and colors, I'm thinking little kids now because I do. Not being a parent and being a parent of a proud cat, when I see other people with their children, especially in airports and trap places, you know, I think about what really goes into being a mom, being a dad, and having a little one, maybe toddler, but, you know, even really under the age of 10 where they're bringing their bag with them. And I'm thinking to myself, finding things that are attractive to kids and having kids try everything, which is still a problem for a bunch of big kids. I know that you'll hold something. My wife, every time she holds a beet up, she's like, it's good for you. And I'm like, I don't like beets. 53. I don't like it, but at least I tried it. My mom had me try all that stuff when I was a kid. For kids these days, what do kids eat? I mean, I'm just asking, that's a crazy question, but what do kids eat these days?
I mean, it could really be anything, but maybe, you know, having a cut up apple, or maybe try up a reinvented ants on a log. So, you know, ants on a log being that peanut butter and raisins and celery, but maybe trying new fillings and toppings. So
hold on. I never heard of ants. My mom did peanut butter and celery all the time, but I didn't get any ants. Come on.
You're missing out on the raisins.
Oh man. I've never had that in my life. I'll be like, seriously.
Well, now's the time to try it.
My wife and I had an argument about being like, because both of her parents worked at the phone company. My wife's worked at Verizon for 31 years. She's been an engineer there. But we're talking about being like a, you know, helicopter kid. My mom was always home. My mom was always like in the kitchen making me snacks and teaching me how to do things. I mean, I made pancakes. I made French fries. I made dinner a lot of the time by the time I was maybe 12 or so, because I loved cooking. Because maybe my parents did take me to the grocery store and I was just interested in what my mom was doing. But I saw Dear Evan Hansen the other night. It was a, you know, tragic tale, great story. I was down at the Hippodrome. It was a beautiful night out. And there was a scene early on. And I'm guilty of this. I'm like a big kid, right? I mean, I work for a living. I look at my computer. I run this crazy company. I do these conversations and write and sports and all of that stuff. And I forget to eat. And there was a scene in the beginning. And, you know, it's Evan Hansen on the bed with his mom. And he's like a teenager. And mom's like, don't forget to eat. Don't forget to eat. And it was like a whole thing about eating that you just forget to eat. And I think that I didn't have that problem when I was a kid. I was reminded to eat. But just as far as having things around, you these reinvented ants, what else do you know about that I don't know about? I mean, every time I have you or Han or somebody from Wise on, you give me something like tea berry or ants on a log. If I say ants on a log to my wife, is she going to know what that is?
I hope so.
I know what peanut butter jelly is.
Yeah, I mean, that's really common, but ants on a log, I don't know. It's just something that you kind of grow up with, maybe, maybe not.
Hold on here. I'm seeing this big thing you sent me. Ants on a ranch, ladybugs on a log, berries on a branch, beans on a stalk, fish in a stream, and monkeys in a tree. Is that, you know about all of these?
Yeah.
Are you making these up? I think we're making this up, Christina.
Well, that's why it's reinvented, you know? It just got new again. And I actually
didn't have these in Colgate in the 70s. I didn't have any beans or monkeys or fish. I had, hey honey, here's a celery stick with some peanut butter. You know what I did have? I didn't even have a choice in this. Chunky or smooth. I didn't even get that pick. But my mom always bought smooth, you know, but I prefer chunky, quite frankly. Christina Pelletier's here. We're talking about kids and feeding them. Can I talk about these six items? Because I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And somewhere there's somebody's mother, you know, Cal Bowman's wife's in the car right now laughing at me. You never had ants on a ranch? What's wrong with you? So if I say ants on a ranch, you know what that is? Or do I have to read this off? Because I've never heard of this.
I mean, I don't know if I would know exactly what that means, but I know it would be in celery.
This is going to work with my wife. I'm not lying. Like when I take this into my wife, she's either going to laugh at me and say, your mother never made ladybugs on a log, strawberry cream cheese, dried cranberries, and a celery stick. This sounds like a cocktail party that I want to host, you know? This sounds like past dishes, you know what I mean? Like, would you like an ants on a ranch, which is cream cheese, ranch dressing, and sweet peas on a celery stick? Maybe it's ranch dressing. My friends with Tessie May can be involved in that because we're having them on a show next week. Berries on a branch. Now, this is me. This is my wife. You ready for this? Do you know what berries on a branch are?
Well, I do now. I read the thing.
Well, my wife is big into Greek yogurt. She has Greek yogurt here. I eat blueberries. I think we've talked about this. I eat blueberries every day of my life. I've fell in love with blueberries 15 years ago. It's something healthy that went nice with oatmeal, went nice in breakfast. Could even throw in a salad, could throw in muffins. I'm a blueberry freak. And then sliced almonds. This sounds this sounds like pretty much what I have for breakfast. I don't love yogurt, so I'm more cereal based or muesli based. Or I love chia. We've talked about chia seed pudding, didn't we?
I believe so.
Yeah, I love mango chia seed pudding. So this is almost like that. Vanilla Greek yogurt, blueberries, sliced almonds, all on a celery stick, right? So that's the log.
Yep, the log is the celery.
This is a little weird. I mean, I'm Latin and I'm not going to check all. I'm not going to do this. Beans on a stalk.
Okay, I've actually tried this and it was pretty good.
What is it? Tell everybody what it is.
So it's guacamole in the celery with black beans on top. And I think I might have just used avocado, but it is essentially going to taste pretty similar. But I had my doubts too. But actually, I gave it a try and it was really good. I really enjoyed it as a different kind of snack too, as a little bit different from like a normal snack I would have.
You know, when I have these wise conversations with people like you and we start talking about being a kid, I tell stories on the show I've never told. So I had, I was like a chunky kid, right? I was like an Ovaltine. I had nicknames, Meatball, Doughboy. I had all that, right? So when I was a kid, Mean Kids, Hollabird, worst time of my life. So I had neighbors that had weights and, you know, getting in shape and like all that. And I'll never forget my neighbor said, you should eat more celery. It takes more energy to eat it than it does calories to burn it. It's a force multiplier to lose weight, right? So for what, and I've never disliked celery and I like celery. I will say this about celery, and this is a very grown up thing. And my wife has taught me a lot about food over the last 15 years, especially after cancer battles, where we've gone a little more organic and in summer times, a little more fresh market kind of stuff. Celery tastes different at different times of the year, the way it's grown. So does lettuce, so do tomatoes, all of that, right? That we've all had something that tastes better than something else. But celery is, of all of the things you could be a log and put different foods on, I've had celery that's been smoky. I've had celery that's been peppery, very peppery. I've had celery that's been almost salty. And I've had celery that's been benign, like a watercress or something, you know? But celery tastes different. And I could see if you had like a salty celery that with guacamole and black beans, that could work. My wife puts celery in every salad we have, and it feels benign, like it's just in there, like a carrot, the color it or whatever. But when you get really fresh, organic celery, it has a flavor that I didn't know about when I was a kid, and my neighbor's like, here, just eat this. It's like water. It's just, and you'll be like, you know, Rudy the Rabbit or like Bugs Bunny or whatever. But anyway, so that's my little, I didn't know we were going to get on the celery aisle here today, Christina. I liked it better when we talked about ice cream.
I mean, we still can.
All right. Fish in a stream. What's fish in a stream? Oh, that's goldfish.
Yep. There it's hummus with either cheddar or pretzel goldfish.
I like cheddar. I like cheddar gold. Cheddar goldfish, like, you know, I was like, it's like a bar food. It's like with a beer or like a handful of it, like pretzels. Hummus, cheddar, fishies on a celery stick. Okay. I like that better than the black beans. And I love black beans. Monkeys in a tree. Now, this is a little bit more desserty, right? This is a little, like, kids will like this. This is sweet, right? Elvis would like this. It's got banana in it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's the a nut butter with banana slices and chocolate chips. So just a little bit of a sweet treat. Maybe it is a good little dessert to have.
I get chunky monkey out of that. That's pretty much the same thing there. Christina Pelletier's here. We're talking about kids' bites. You can go out to Wise Markets and Wise.com to find out all of this different stuff. For dietitians like you, when people come to you and ask for advice with kids, is the first recommendation to offer them something healthy, right? Like, don't make the first thing you offer them junk food. I don't know what else to say. I don't want to be disparaging of any particular food group or snack, which I enjoy greatly. But when it comes to kids, finding everything I just mentioned, literally all of these little treats and little snacks, I'm going to be looking next time I'm in an airport where some stranded mom has three kids and she's got berries on a branch and beans on a stalk and ladybugs on a log, because these really are simple things and kids would dig all of this. Right? As long as a kid can dig celery, they're good with this, right? And if not, you could probably find a carrot, something else to put under it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You can try different combinations and even have them try different combinations, get the kids involved in kind of choosing, oh, I really like this. Let's pair it with this. And maybe they'll surprise themselves like I did with the avocado and black beans in the celery.
Well, see, we get surprises here and I do these segments. They're called Wise Conversations. All of our friends at Wise Markets, we come on, we talk about National Women's Month. Rob Santoni came out last week, just talked about charitable endeavors while we had a crab cake, while his wife won on our Maryland Lottery scratch-off giveaway with Betty Boop. We'll be doing that again this week at Fadley's on Wednesday morning at Lexington Market, having some big crab cakes. We're going to be joined by Dan Rodericks from the Baltimore Sun, one of my lifer friends and mentors and fly fishing buddy. 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 2 o'clock. And we'll also be joined by Lieutenant Gubernatorial candidate as well. And Dhruv Vignaraj is joining us. So, and Brian Frost will be with us. So big day at Fadley's Markets. Christina, I really appreciate you you coming on. And is there anything else I need to know about kids? I mean, I got peanut butter indulgence in the freezer right now. Just dying. I got a scooper dying to come on the show right now. But I am trying to be good. I'm trying to, spring is sprung. We're all thinking about eating better foods. We're starting to see better fruits and vegetables, and even the crabs are running better over Costas, but this is a nice eating season to eat fresh.
Yes, absolutely. There's more produce coming into season and just kind of getting the kids involved in picking out foods that they'd be more interested in, and it will make them more likely to eat it, and just kind of giving them, you know, age appropriate tasks in the kitchen as well. So not getting them more comfortable in the kitchen there.
So I'm going to pretend like I'm on a game show with you, because like I don't get nutritionists on very often here to ask this question. What is your favorite food? I don't even know the answer to that with me. Like when I was on, I was on bowling on Pinbusters when I was 8 years old. And the question that, you know, the host asks you is, what's your favorite food, you know, and then you're stuck with that for life. Whatever. If you say hot dogs, you're stuck with it. Right. So what's your favorite food?
I would say my favorite food is peanut butter. I could not live without peanut butter.
Chunky, or are you smooth?
I am a smooth peanut butter girl. Yep.
All right. See, I don't, that's weird. I don't eat a lot of peanut butter. Maybe I ate too much of it as a kid with PB&J. Maybe my mom wore me out on it back in grape jelly back in the day. But yeah, I would say blueberries for me. I literally, I don't think, if you took blueberries away from me, raspberries, yeah, I've learned to like them. I never really liked them the first 40 years of my life. I mean, raspberries are a last 10-year phenomenon for me. Strawberries, my dad always loved strawberries, so I had those in the house. But blueberries are like a level above for me. Take blueberries away, and you can have blackberries, take the seeds and all. I'm not into that, but yeah, blueberries and French fries. I would say French fries. You can't take French fries away from me.
Those are two very different options.
Well, I had to say something bad for me, right? I mean, otherwise that wouldn't be me.
That's fair. I mean, I love ice cream too. So those are my two opposite ones.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I've never really thought about that before. If I had to live the rest of my life without ice cream or blueberries,
that'd be tough.
Yeah, I don't know. That's one for the ages. Christina Pelletier is here. She's from Wise Markets. She helps people stay in shape, eat the right things. They're always doing the right thing at Wise Markets. And we do appreciate them and you. Hey, I hope to see you soon. They keep warning me. Sunbury Ice Cream Factory soon is what they're telling me. They're telling me sometime in the spring when a peach is coming offline.
Ooh, yes, that would be a great time.
Peaches are my weakness.
Really? What?
Oh, wow. You don't know. June, July, and August, fresh peaches here. We have a thing down here. You know, if I was really going to be good to all of you at Wise, this would be my gift to you. That when I come up to visit your ice cream, that I bring you peach cake in season from the local bakeries here. There's only three or four that make it. It's old school. I've been introduced to it, and I don't want to be disrespectful and say it's German or Polish, but it's old. It's a European thing, and folks make it differently. Some people make it. It's a little sweeter. Some a little more thinner or thicker, like a challah bread. And I know where all the good places are. So follow my timeline. I mean, I put pictures of my peach cake up. Peach cake usually starts rolling in June, and they take it away in August. It's like eggnog during the holidays, just gone. So, got me thinking. I haven't thought about peach cake in months. Thank you. See, this is what these segments do to me. Christina, I appreciate you. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Christina Pelletier joining us here. Brunswick, I'll get out there. It's on the tour. They have beer and crab cakes there, from what I understand. Our friends at Wise Market sponsor all of our Wise Conversations. We remind everybody to round up, take care of the local sponsor. We talked about the Student Support Network, and I had Rob Santoni on last week talking about his marathoning. Talk about nutrition. We need to get Santoni a nutritionist. Christina, call Santoni. We'll get his times down if he starts eating better before these marathons. But he's having too much fun running the Boston Marathon in a couple weeks. So shout out to Rob Santoni. I am Nestor. We're back on pace here with sports. We got March Madness. We got opening day. We got baseball. Luke and I are doing a ton in free agency and getting you ready for the draft as well. And tons of political season stuff as we get into the Crab Cake Tour and the Wise Conversations. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.